internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up. Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 25th of January, 2025. 1-25-25, think about that. Yeah, and the last show of January, wow. Time flies when you're having fun, right? Well, I hope you have fun here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. We'll do the Rumble to start and continue kind of on last week. On the Rumble, which reminds me, I've got to sign into it. I know, great radio, right? But if I don't sign into it, I won't be able to read the comment that a viewer, radio, it's not radio, it's
television,
it's a viewer on the Rumble, made a great comment, so I'm going to read that. As we do her, let me go ahead and sign on. You know, the internet's amazing now as I do that, isn't it? I've been watching videos on Las Vegas since Dee and I will be there in less than 3 weeks. We'll go see Blue Man Group at the Luxor, which I've always wanted to see. They also got one of those, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a body exhibit where they cut people in half and into sections and stuff. It's a technique where they actually injected some kind of plastic, some kind of resin into the human body and then cut it up into chunks. They got that too at the Luxor, so we might go see that. Definitely looking forward to Blue Man Group and also the Eagles. We'll be seeing the Eagles in the Sphere. Not going to announce when that is. Let's just say it's sometime in the next month. As you know, I don't announce vacations precisely before going for security reasons. So I do not. Maybe one day if I'm a multi-bazillionaire and have a security force, I might do it. But otherwise, gotta be a little bit discreet on the interwebs. Yeah. My content, last week's show, and then I think you have to click on comments to see comments. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do the rumble. Yes, the rumble. Take these headphones off. You ready? Got to click video, not photo. And here we go. What did I do with my drink? Oh, it's over there. I already drank 2 cups of coffee. That was enough this morning. So now I have a bottle of sparkling water left over from last night. So I put it in the fridge so it's nice and cold. As D would say, it's cold. It's cold. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for January 25th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host of the Stephen Roy Rumble. That's my name. Really is Stephen Roy. Thanks for joining us. Last week I talked a little bit about how I started in broadcasting, and I want to continue that today. And of course talk about the topics of the day. As usual, it's great television when you move the camera. Had to move it a little bit out of the shot. This is a multi-service room. It's not just my studio. It's like a quarter of it, less than a quarter of it, is my studio. And the rest is Dee's craft room. I don't know what else to call it. So over here, hear me tap that desk. That's Dee's rapping station. She's like an expert rapper. There's wrapping paper hanging on the wall. There's a desk that's probably 7 feet long, a countertop that's like 7 feet long. And it's a desk. I mean, it's a table, big wooden, like, butcher block table. That's where her wrapping station is. And then over there, there's another big old table where she does crafts and stuff. And there's a rack over here and a bunch of stuff over there. She also makes wreaths. There's two wreaths hanging on the wall. She's working on a new one, a new spring wreath. She has a spring and summer wreath she's making now, or remaking. And then she's got a Christmas wreath, a fall wreath. Pretty cool. So she's going to go to Hobby Lobby after her nail appointment today. She's a chick, what can I say? Anyway, if you want to make a comment on my Rumble, you can. You can find my Rumble, rumble.com, of course. And just look for Stephen Roy Radio. That's the Rumble. And the same name of my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio. You can find me at Stephen Roy Radio. Anyone can join me there. And if you send me a silly DM, I'm going to delete it. But you can comment on my Rumbles. Chris commented last week, apropos to what we were talking about, how I got into broadcasting. I talked a lot about public access television. I don't know if that even exists anymore. But what it was in the 80s and 90s, probably even 2000s, is you can create your own television show. Anybody in the community could be a community producer and make your own television show. Now, a lot of times people have their own special interests trying to promote like a real estate or something. Well, I didn't. I did it because I'm a technology geek. So it was Tech Stuff, your show about technology. T-E-C-K stuff. Tech Stuff, your show about technology. Now, I started out in one studio. I took a production class like everybody else. I learned how to light a set, like this set is lit, with a big ring light that my family got me for Christmas. And then I have two floodlights that are filtered with wax paper, super high tech. And if you didn't, it would be too harsh. Now, I probably should put makeup on my head. That would stop this glare, but that's okay. We should back up. Back up from the camera. See, now there would be no glare on my head if I had makeup on. Now, you see this? Got a Band-Aid on top of my head. Well, last night it was cold, so I lit our gas fireplace. We have a nice gas log in our fireplace, and it warms the whole living room. And it's not a huge living room. And so I lit it, and when I got up after lighting it, I hit my head on the stone mantle. Our fireplace is stone, and then it has these stone, I don't know what you want to call them, they're like stone supports that stick out like this. And then there's a stone mantle, and then above that is our television. And the only thing that's on the mantle is the lighter for the fireplace and a sound bar. When I lifted up, I hit my head on that stone support and cut my head. Not the first time. If you look at my head, you'll see scars all over my head. One time in the 90s, I lifted up and hit my head twice in one day. First, it was, I don't know which one was first, but I hit it on the corner of a breaker box. I was in this little power room, and I came up, hit the corner of the frickin', it might be this scar, I don't know, but hit the corner of this breaker box on my head, and it was like my head stuck to it. I had to go and pull my head off of it, bleeding all over the place. And then I did it again on a little power box sticking out of the wall. It was a monitor for the generator that ran this head end. This was in Glendora, California. The little power box sticking out of the wall, boom, came up and hit my head on that too. Twice in one day. So I should wear a helmet. I should wear a helmet 24/7. And I probably should wear a helmet in the head end. I had a safety guy tell me once, well, you should wear a helmet in the head end. And I'm like, I can't. I said, how can I wear a hard hat when I have to stick my head in equipment racks when I'm working on stuff? How am I going to wear a hard hat? And he said, well, you can get a hard hat that goes underneath a ball cap. And I'm like, I can't even wear a ball cap in the head end. As soon as you put your head into an equipment rack while you're working on stuff, the bill of that hat would pull it off your head. So that's why I don't wear hats. I don't ever wear hats unless I know I'm going to be out in the sun. Like, you'll see a picture on my X at Stephen Roy Radio of D and I in Albuquerque at the Balloon Festival. Well, I had a hat on because the sun was shining. Obviously, you don't need that at night or early in the morning. I had a beanie on my head when it was cold. Man, when we were there for the Mass Ascension, I think it was on Saturday morning, and then we came home Sunday. Oh, no, we came home Saturday. We came home Saturday after the Mass Ascension. If you haven't seen that at the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, I highly recommend it. I mean, you'll see like 50 balloons. I'm just guessing. I mean, there's a buttload of 50 balloons launched in that morning, one after another, and it's absolutely incredible. And then the Thursday night before that, we went to the Galodio, where they light up the balloons at night, right? Just the fire of the burner and that air being so hot, you know, lights up the balloon. It is so cool. So cool. All kinds of cartoon animals. There was a giant cow from a milk co-op. I mean, giant cow. I walked underneath the cow when Dee and I went walking around. It was so cool. So if you haven't been to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, I highly recommend it at least once. I probably won't do it again because it's a lot of walking. But I, you know, that morning, that Saturday morning when we were there, it was cold. I had a long sleeve t-shirt, and blue jeans on, and a heavy coat and a beanie, and my legs were cold just from wearing blue jeans. So Dee went and bought an Indian blanket, real heavy Indian blanket, and we brought our chairs, which was good because there's only a few picnic tables out there on the balloon grounds. And my family got half a picnic table where my family sat, and then I think they ended up taking over the whole table, but that wasn't enough for everybody. So Dee and I brought our chairs that day, and it was a pain in the butt because we had to haul them. We parked at a mall, and we took the bus, like school buses, to the Balloon Festival grounds, and then we had to carry those chairs all the way to where we were, and I'm glad we did, or we would have had no place to sit. So it was much more comfortable to sit in the chair because you're looking up a lot at the balloons. Truly amazing. The hotel, I'm not going to mention the name of the hotel we stayed at, but it sucked. It was right on I-40, and I actually looked out the window, and I saw a balloon barely make it over I-40, barely over the hotel, and then they probably landed just beyond the hotel, because they land all over, like the south end of Albuquerque, or south of the balloon grounds, anyway. So that was awesome. Anyway, I'm digressing greatly. So I got a great comment on the Rumble, where you can comment. You can comment on the Rumble, and just look for Stephen Roy Radio. That's my channel. You can find a link to my Rumble at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. You can follow me on the X. I'll follow you back if you don't look like a bot. And you can follow me at Rumble. You can click follow and follow me. Well, Chris posted this. Public Access TV, I remember those days and was privileged to learn the processes from set design and lighting to producing. Good times. Yeah. And that's what I did. I took a production class. I learned how to light the set. I learned how to set up cameras and microphones. I learned how to, which was ironic because I was head end technician for this local cable company, and which was Century when I went to work for them. It became Adelphia, and then of course Adelphia was broke up when the fraud lawsuit happened, when the fraud prosecution happened. The president of Adelphia, I want to say Michael Regas. I know his name was Regas. So Mr. Regas, the father, was prosecuted, which is sad because he was like 80-something years old. And two of his three sons were prosecuted. Now, the son I met, who I think was CTO, flew to where I was in his Learjet, or flew to the Southern California area. And he actually toured my head end in Glendora and said it was the nicest head end in all of Adelphia, which made me feel good. It was great. So that head end fed the public access studio, and so I often interacted with the public access staff, you know, because I had to make it work, you know, between the studio and the head end. And then, of course, I started doing my show. And it was linear editing. You know what linear editing is? You probably don't if you're not my age. It was tape-based editing. That's right. It was all tape-based. So I would record the show in the studio on Super VHS, and then I would, or 3/4-inch tape. 3/4-inch tape, talk about antiquated. I eventually did two shows. I did tech stuff recorded in Super VHS. I did Steve TV recorded in 3/4-inch. And if it was recorded in the studio with a character generator to put lower thirds on the bottom of the screen and everything, then it was ready to go. All I had to do was dub that tape to other tapes to send to other studios. If it was Steve TV, it was recorded on 3/4 and then played back in the local studio on our local origination channel. Public access means anybody in the public can produce a TV show. Don't even know if it exists anymore. I'm sure it does somewhere. And local origination, or LO, was cable company produced programming. So that was it was also a local channel, but not produced by the public, produced more by the cable company. And on the LO channel, we used to always also run NASA TV for 3 hours a day. Because I don't know what their format is now. A lot of people probably watch online. Like when I watch SpaceX launches, I watch them online on the SpaceX website. And which are awesome, by the way. They're launching Falcon 9s almost every day. They're putting up, I don't know, what is it? How many, Elon? How many Starlink satellites are up there? Probably 1,000. So that's how I started in broadcasting. I talked about that last week. So when I moved to Bend, Oregon, they wouldn't let me use their studio. And I think I talked about that on the Rumble as well. So I bought a bunch of equipment. I bought a 3/4-inch deck. I bought an editing system. I had a small character generator. I had a SVHS recorder. And so I started editing my own programs. I bought a digital 8 camera, started producing the show myself. And then I had to dub 30 different tapes to send all around the nation. Now, at its peak, around September 11th, my show was seen in Anchorage, Alaska on GCI cable. And it was seen on MNN, the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So when September 11th happened, I couldn't help but think, you know, someone that saw my show probably just died. And it really hit home. It really hit home. Now, it's amazing that more people didn't lose their lives, because there's something like 50,000 people worked in the World Trade Center towers. And then, of course, you know, thousands died on that day. And I think we've forgotten that, haven't we? So I decided it was just too much to do the television show and do all these tapes and everything. Well, I was still recording the TV show when I started doing my radio show on this network, the Radio Free Dish Nuts. And they also had a satellite broadcast on the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. The Radio Free Dish Nuts still exists today, thanks to Pat and all the Dish Nuts for broadcasting our show each and every week. Do appreciate that. There's also a podcast server that goes with that at GameBird. So thank you to everyone who makes the podcast server possible, without which there would be no podcast of the Stephen Roy podcast. And there's a link to that. It's under website at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. So the only time since, I think it was like early 2002, so that's 22 years. So the only time I wasn't on Radio Free Dish Nuts is when I was full-time in radio, which was from like 2003, like August of 2003 until the end of 2005. That's when I worked full-time in radio in 3 small markets in that time, and I didn't make any money. So that's why I left full-time radio and I went back to doing engineering work. And that's what I do now. I've been with this company 20 years at the end of the year. I don't talk about that job because I don't think it's appropriate to talk about your day job. So I only do this TV and radio show as a hobby. But one of the reasons why I want to tell you about my history, so I've been broadcasting nonstop since 1999. Think about that. This is 2025. That was 1999. So it's been, you know, 24 years, right? 25 years, right? 25 years?
I'm good at math, and you couldn't tell. I had to take business math to graduate from high school and college. That's how good I am at math. But yeah, that's what calculators for. You know when I, you know back when I was young, you couldn't even use a calculator. It's true. We had to do our math longhand, and then you had to turn in your scratch paper so the teacher could see that you actually did that. When we were at lunch after church, my son-in-law said, I used to do all these. I had advanced math classes, you know, like calculus and trigonometry, and the teacher would get really mad at him because he could do the math in his head and he wouldn't do it on scratch paper. And so the teachers accused him of cheating. And so the teacher actually made him go up in front of the room and do math equations on the chalkboard. And he did them with no written calculations. And the teacher went, "Oh, and that's right. I guess you do know what you're doing." So I think that's hilarious. Full disclosure, I have only cheated in one class in my entire life of going to school, high school and college. I only cheated in one class, and that was Spanish class. We had to have one foreign language class to graduate, which, you know, PO'd me, pissed me off big time. And so I took Spanish. And 1 year, and this teacher was an A. I mean, he was an ass. He really was. The guy was so incompetent. It's like he didn't even know what he was doing. And he probably spoke Spanish. He was terrible, terrible. So when we would have tests, he would fall asleep. He'd be sitting there in the front of the class. All right? And so I didn't want to do the class. I didn't like the class. I didn't want to learn Spanish. And so I made a little cheat sheet. A little cheat sheet. Just a little skinny little cheat sheet. You know, maybe like 3/4 of an inch wide and like 2 inches long, and of the vocabulary. And I would put it in my glasses case because I wear glasses, right? So if I was in class, I would put the glasses on to see the chalkboard. And then when I left the class, or if I was doing, you know, stuff, I would take the glasses off. The same as I do today. I found out the day after Christmas 2024 that I needed glasses again. And then I went to the doctor, eye doctor, a new eye doctor, a great eye doctor, right the day after Christmas in 2023. Day after Christmas 2023, I went, found out I needed glasses, got a pair of glasses with transition lenses, went back there because a little coating was peeling off the glasses, and they had no interest in helping me. Now, I found out since then that this eye doctor is owned by some huge corporation. And they just don't give a rat's a about taking care of you as a patient. All they care about is selling glasses. That's all they care about. So they would take people one after another, and I'd sit there for 45 minutes while they take people in to give them their glasses. So those that picked up got help first. And I said, F this, and I left twice. Twice I sat there for 45 minutes, and I said, guess what? You just lost a customer. It's kind of like if you go to a restaurant and you get crappy service. I don't get mad. I just don't go back. That's it. They've lost me as a customer. So that place, I'm not going to mention the name of the place because it's a chain that's bought this outfit. I'm not going back as a customer. So I have a new local doctor, and he's awesome. He was great. I went back there and got tests. I found out that because of my stroke in 2018, I had a mild stroke in 2018, I've lost some of my low vision, like over here on both sides. Now I can see fine in the center, and I can see fine sideways. I have peripheral vision this way, but not down low. Down low, I've actually lost vision. And hey, I think it's a miracle that I still can see, because after my stroke, I lost half my vision from center left. For both eyes. So from this eye left, I couldn't even see my nose. And from this eye left, if I was driving, I couldn't see a car until it was like at my mirror, at my driver's side mirror. My vision came back, which as far as I'm concerned is a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving my eyesight back. But I do have some vision loss down here. I have a slight bit of short-term memory loss, a little bit of vision loss. You can tell in my speech that it's been slightly affected, but I never had paralysis in my face on the left side. The only thing I did was I had slight neuropathy. I had slight neuropathy on the left side of my face. That went away. I had slight neuropathy in my left foot, but that went away too. So I just have to take drugs for the rest of my life, and I'm still here. That was 2018, and now it's 2025, almost to the day. That's 7 years. 7 years, so I'm good. So anyway, long story short, had to get new prescriptions for my glasses. I got my lenses replaced in 4 pairs of glasses. I don't want transition lenses, so I now have 2 pairs of clear glasses, 2 pairs of sunglasses. So when I'm in my truck, you know, I wear my sunglasses if it's a nice sunny day, and I can see. I can see much better long. I'm nearsighted, so I see good near but not far. So if since my glasses are just for seeing far, you could get a set of glasses that's like a bifocal, but you don't see the line, you don't see the little round deal in the bifocal. You could get glasses like that. So I could get them clear on the bottom and glasses on top, but I don't wear them all the time. You never see me wear them on the show because I can see the camera just fine. It's just far away that I am. Like Dee's got a Bible verse with angel wings on the door. I can't read that from here without my glasses. But I could drive without them if I needed to. I just don't see quite as good without them. Anyway, digressing a lot. It's already 22 and a half minutes into the show. So thank you, Chris, for that. So I worked for 3 different radio stations in less than 3 years. And then I went back to full-time engineering work because I couldn't live working for peanuts. Now, what I should have done is when I finished college, instead of continuing working in the cable telecommunications industry and working my way up through the jobs, which is what I did, I started out as a dispatcher, then I was an installer, then a service technician, then a lead service technician, then a maintenance technician doing line work, and then I was a chief technician, and then a head-end technician. Head-end technician is like a central office technician in telephone. So they work on all the electronics where service comes from. Now today, less than half customers for most cable companies, less than half of their customers actually have their television service. If I didn't get cable for free, I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't have it. Because Dee and I rarely watch cable TV channels. In fact, a local cable provider, I'm not going to mention the name, actually got into a programming dispute and dropped CBS. So I hooked up a little antenna that I had in the bedroom. When Dee and I met, we didn't have cable in the bedroom. She had a little antenna, right? So I took that antenna and I mounted it behind the TV in the living room, and that's how I watched the football playoffs on CBS until this contract dispute was resolved, which it was. So I positioned that antenna like diagonally, because that's where I got the best reception. It's just like a bar antenna. It might be amplified. I think it does have power, so probably is amplified. And that's how I watch TV on CBS, because I don't subscribe to Paramount Network. I used to, but don't anymore. And so we stream everything else we watch. We watch the flicks. We watch the Prime. We watch even the, you know, the Mr. Mouse's channel. Now, I didn't think I would ever pay for Mr. Mouse's channel, but at Christmas time, Dee wanted to see these Christmas movies so much that we actually subscribed to Mr. Mouse, and which I never would have, and I don't think you should support Mr. Mouse with their woke BS. Well, guess what? They're losing their A from their woke BS. So we watched Christmas movies. Since then, we've watched other stuff on there. I watched Mandalorian for the first time. I know it was out in like 2019, and there was 4 seasons in 5 years. Well, we watched all of The Mandalorian, and now I get it. Now I get the Baby Yoda. I didn't know anything about the Baby Yoda. In fact, in February of 2023, Dee and I went to LA for my daughter's wedding, and we went to Disneyland with my daughter and her fiance, and we had an awesome time. I mean, we were there from like, I think we went into Disneyland at 9:30 in the morning, and we didn't leave till like 10:30. You know, we were there. I think we walked over 10 miles that day. We had a wonderful time. And I wanted to go to Galaxy's Edge because I'd never been there. So we went to Galaxy's Edge, and it's awesome. If you haven't been there, it's like a movie set. I mean, it really is. And I have very fond memories of Disneyland because I grew up in Southern California. That's where I grew up. In fact, we watched Ali Wong last night. Very, very, I mean, not, this is not for children, okay? Parental guidance is very suggested. We watched Ali Wong last night on the Flix, and it was hilarious. I laughed my A off. Much dirtier than I remember her from seeing her last special, but that's okay. It was very fun. It was fun. And she talked about the San Gabriel Valley, and that's the greatest place to get Chinese food now. And I had to laugh because I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley. I grew up in Arcadia and Temple City. And when you go back there now, it's like, oh my God, did we just land in Beijing? I mean, it's very Asian. But and they went there because of great schools. Arcadia had very good schools, and that's why they went there. And I don't have a problem with it. I mean, as long as they're legal, legal immigration is okay with me. My one problem with Chinese going to LA is that they have these designer birthing centers, okay? They're like resort-like birthing centers. So a woman goes to LA, a Chinese woman goes to LA, very, very pregnant, has her baby in the birthing center, bam! Her baby's an automatic citizen. And I think it is awesome that they are ending birthright citizenship, okay? I think it is awesome. And it's the same reason why if your parents are citizens, you're a citizen. That's the way it should be. Same reason why I never said anything about Bathhouse Barry, because Malbama's mom was a citizen. So I'm not going to give him no S about being an American citizen. Yes, I don't think he was born here. He was born in Kenya. That is true. However, I'm not going to say anything negative about him being a citizen because his mother was an American citizen. And it's the same in the same respect. I had friends, and the wife was a British and American citizen because her mom is British. Her mom is British. Her dad was American. So she has dual citizenship. I don't know if this is still the truth today, but she was a British and American citizen because her mom was British and her dad was an American citizen. So I don't believe in birthright citizenship. Just because you walk across the border and crap out a kid, the kid's automatically an American citizen? No. No, that's not how it works. Sorry. So I didn't even talk about the X today, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because it's not all about me. But let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. A lot of interesting things here. Here's a great comment from James Woods. James Woods is a good man, great American. He said, Democrats not only couldn't stand, they don't even applaud when Republican Speaker Johnson promises a secure border. Make no mistake, this election was the salvation of the United States of America. And had we lost it, she would have been gone forever. Forever. Do not trust the left for anything. Ever. And James is right. James is right. If we would have lost this election by a massive fraud election, just like 2020, it would have been end of the United States as you know it. As you know it. We don't have time to talk about everything. This is hilarious. California ballot initiative to secede from the union cleared to gather signatures. Hey, go ahead. Go. You will not survive on your own. People are leaving Skankafornia in record numbers. I escaped Skankafornia in 2017. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that I moved to West Texas. Because if I didn't, I would have never met Dee. I love it here in Texas. It's 8 years, June 1st, that I've been in the great state of Texas. Now, some say, oh, you'll never be a Texan because you weren't born here. I feel like a Texan. I love it here, and I have no plans to leave. So if I was offered a national syndication job tomorrow, hey, that's cool. We can do it from West Texas. We have the best technology here. Why do you think Elon Musk moved Tesla to Texas? Why do you think Elon Musk moved SpaceX to Texas? Now, they still do launches from Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is laughable since they wouldn't let him launch for a while because of his conservatism. And, you know, he's probably more of a moderate anyway. And launching the Starship, I think, is absolutely incredible. You know, on the last Starship launch, they captured it with the chopsticks on the tower, which is just awesome, which is incredible. I'd love to see a launch live one day. And I'm fascinated by the Falcon 9 launches when it landed back on land at Vandenberg. When it landed on the drone, when they land those boosters back on land, back on the drone ship, right off the coast of Florida. That is just incredible. Super incredible. Well, anyway, that's going to do it for me on today's show. Since we're already over 31 minutes, almost 32 minutes into the Steve and Roy Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day. Have a great evening and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. I did the beep before I stopped the video that time. Isn't that fun? It is. It is fun. I'm going to pull the camera off the ring light, and I'm going to leave it plugged in. The ring light actually has USB connections, so you can charge your stuff while you're recording. So I did that. I'll upload it here in just a minute. Let's go ahead and play some good music for you. I don't know if I have a ton of music queued up, but I will. You know, I think it's been a shock for leftist idiots. All the amazing things that are, and the music is playing there. All the amazing things that's happening in the swamp, and all these ridiculous, stupid policies are being stopped. So it is a bit of a shock, I'm sure, for leftist idiots. So that's why this song is appropriate, because they're shocking the monkey.
Mama. Oh my God, RFD.
it's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe that?
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Crossing their fingers, they pay the truth makers. The battle shield is breaking up the sky. So I'm caught at the junction, still waiting for medicine. The sweat of my brow keeps on feeding the engine. Hope the crumbs in my pocket can keep me for another night. And if the blue sky mining company won't come to my rescue, if the sugar
bit back. How could we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How could we dance when our earth is turning?
RIAA Bite Me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Welcome to hour number two. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. It's the Stephen Roy Podcast for January 25th, 2025. That's right. 1-1-25. I'm queuing up some good music for ya. Uh-oh. I don't remember where I left off. Could have been any of these songs that I played for ya. Uh-oh. I know I played this. I think I played these. Oh well, it doesn't matter, does it? I'll click on these and let's just assume these ones are done. I've got other songs that I just queued up that I want to play for you too. And this one, let's see, this one and this one I wanted to play for you next. And then I queued up a bunch of Bee Gees. I know, I'm a big dork. What can I say? I am. I do not deny it. I played that one, played that one, played that one. All right. This looks right now. let's get that there. Put that up there. All right. I think I'm caught up. You know what the second hour is of the Stephen Roy Podcast if you joined me before. Oh, in fact, I turned this computer on for a reason. I didn't have time to download anything. But if the interwebs cooperate, I want to play a Bread song for you because it's great. And I heard it on the radio. We went and saw Toast. Toast is the greatest Bread. It's got to be the greatest Bread tribute band on the planet. They were awesome. Saw them at our local Cactus Theater. Really enjoyed it. And so we saw a D played a Bread song. It was just a live version. It was the lead singer from Bread and Glenn Campbell played a couple Bread songs. Started with I Want to Make It With You. Now it sounds suggestive, right? I don't think it's just sexual. I think he's saying, you know, I want to make a life with you. And it's so true. When you find that person, you want to spend your life with them. You do. Now, granted, I've wanted to do that every time I've met somebody and failed. And you know what was missing from all those relationships? God. That's right. Because it doesn't matter. You know why 90% of lottery winners lose everything? Because they think buying stuff's going to make them happy. When true joy and peace comes from God. Doesn't come from buying stuff. And I learned that. Only took me, 100 years to learn it, too. So, over 50 years. So, let's play this one for you. It's from Crowder. I saw Crowder and Cochran and Company at the Toby Mac concert. I think it was in 2023. And awesome concert. So good. Toby Mac was good. But I think Crowder stole the show. And I like Cochran and Company, too. So, I'll play a couple songs from them. I like Toby Mac. You've heard me play his songs too. especially Edge of My Seat. What a great dance song that is. Who knew? Who knew that Christian music could rock? But Crowder rocks, and Toby Mac rocked that concert too. So here's Crowder on a song I heard on the radio yesterday on the Stephen Roy Show when XP decides to play, because XP sucks.
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your stained glass windows, old bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside, thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights.
But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316 and the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and a voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Now I know that you're no stranger to the broken hearts like mine. It's what you do, yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over as a stone over a grave, but I've seen you. Window feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. That grave robber.
This time right than I've thought. Seems like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's showing up time. Time I met you. So if you take a life like mine, ooh, it's ended without love. You know how easy it is to hurt me. Can't even tell you without love.
Cause it's all that I've got, and my love will desert me.
God, RFD.
up at the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia. I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty, I hope you find me. Praising your name no matter what comes. Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God? You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty,
interwebs work now. It's Brad making with you on the Stephen Roy podcast.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rainbows, but dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading to, I want to make it with you. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd with you. Baby, you know that dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Is that an awesome song or what? You know, we saw Toast at the Cactus Theater here in Lubbock, Texas, and they were absolutely awesome. Awesome. Best tribute band. Got to be the best tribute band for Bread. Really, really enjoyed it. So let's play a little bit more Bread in a minute. But first, some more Cochran and Company. That's going to do it for me today on the show. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, especially the rant-free second hour. I'll see you next week. I am Stephen Roy. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, a great week. Yes, now you have to.
It wasn't where I thought we'd meet. Outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street, with tears in my eyes in the driver's seat. That's just the place God came for me. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot. You didn't wait at the altar for me to walk the aisle. You grabbed my heart right through that radio dial. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot. Wasn't where I thought we'd meet. Outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus.
To me, if you really feel that you need some time to be free, time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find time to go to find. It don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me. 'cause your happiness is all I want for you to find. Be your peace of mind. A lot of people have an ego hang up 'cause they wanna be the only one. How many came before? It really doesn't matter, just as long as you're the last. Everybody moving on and trying to find out what's been missing in the past. And it don't matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me, 'cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you.
Feet under, I could have been lost forever. Yeah, I should be in that fire. But now there's fire inside of me. Here I am, a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away, forever free. Who could believe? Who could believe? Forgiven, forgiven. You love me even when I don't deserve.
got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. He is my portion. With me in the valley, with me in the fire, with me in the storm. Let all my life testify. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God really loves us. God really loves us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise my soul. God really loves us. God really loves us.
His mercy is enough. So come if you need it, forgiveness or healing, his mercy's enough. Oh, and this is our hope. The cross, it is spoken. Death is no more.
Days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrows.
the rain from falling down.
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend the broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man?
The Holy Ghost awakened me when I
touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to show. The light.